Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Speak. We are starting today with the tragedy that occurred yesterday in Union Station. Over 1 million people celebrating alongside the Kansas City Chiefs on the heels of their second Super Bowl in as many years. Well, after that devastation, many Kansas City Chiefs players, they have spoken up and they have spoken out. Patrick Mahomes, he said, praying for Kansas City. Well, along with Patrick Mahomes, his teammate Travis Kelce posted himself and he said, I am heartbroken over the tragedy that took place today. My heart is with all who came out to celebrate with us and have been affected. KC, you mean the world to me. Well, Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and then the Chiefs themselves issued a statement that said in part, we are truly saddened by the senseless act of violence that occurred outside Union Station at the conclusion of today's parade and rally. Our hearts go out to the victims, their families, and all of Kansas City. Again, I ask personally that you lend your prayers to those that were involved. Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, on the other side of the field were the San Francisco 49ers. And in a shocking fashion, their head coach fired the defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, after one season with the team. Now, this follows the Niners' loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan, he said, quote, this just ended up not being the right fit in response to Steve Wilks being fired. Bringing us on camera, that's James Jones. That is Joy Taylor. This is Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean McCoy. Now, Joy, I have been very outspoken about Steve Wilks all season. At the beginning of the season, I said, I don't think it's a right fit. DeMeco Ryans, he was 37 years of age. Robert Saleh, the previous defensive coordinator, was 38 years of age. You bring in Steve Wilks, 54 years of age. Full transparency, after I called out Steve Wilks on the show saying that he wasn't the guy for the Niners, I got a text from Steve Wilks. Don't know how he got my number. He and I had a conversation. I will reveal a little bit about that conversation. But Joy, in light of what he did this season and what the Niners did this season but still fell short of doing, is firing Steve Wilks a bad look for Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, it is. He's 54. I'm surprised he knows how to use a phone. You know how to work the little text message? I mean, dang, 54 is too old to be relating to players now? I feel like 54 is cool.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad's like 60 or 58. He's the worst of Texans.
54 is not too hilarious. Old to coach in the NFL. I feel like we're getting a little nuts. I mean, for that matter, Kyle Shanahan's 44, so he got 10 more years before he's over the hill. We got to relax. This is a bad look for Kyle Shanahan. I understand that they were critical of what the defense was doing at times this year. And then there were times this year where we said that the defense was the best in the NFL and did lots of segments about how this defense was the core of the team and the way that they win and everything goes through them. And then you look at what happened in the Super Bowl. Do we even talk about the Niners defense? I don't even think we mentioned the Niners defense so far. We mentioned that the Chiefs defense was great and that Kyle Shanahan could have been better and Brock Purdy was good, but not great. And they didn't get it done. No. I don't recall there being a moment for the San Francisco defense that I was like, wow, they're not really playing. They're not doing enough.
Very true.
You had 3 points in the first half.
Right.
What else do you want? you're an offensive coach. What more could you ask for? You're taking out one of the top players in the league in Travis Kelce, but barely involved in the game. Yeah. I don't understand other than somebody had to be held responsible. Some move had to be made. I don't understand how this was the answer or this was the blame was laid at Steve Wilks' feet. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of it. What I realized is that Steve Wilks was going to get fired regardless. James, he was getting fired regardless. Shady, he was getting fired regardless. And the reason is, Kyle Shanahan realized very early on he didn't want Steve Wilkes there. And the reason I am most upset is, Steve Wilkes, you just wasted a year of the Niners' life. What do I mean by that? You have the best defense that you've had since you have been there as far as talent on the roster. And you hired a guy who schematically you don't agree with, Shanahan. Steve Wilkes, when he was the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, he blitzed 43% of the time. That was the most in the league. Well, this year, he only blitzed 19% of the time. That was the 30th ranked in the league. Shanahan, you don't even agree with Steve Wilkes' philosophy. So why did you hire him in the first place? That is why I am so frustrated. Because by week 5 and 6 of the season, I'm looking at the Niners and I'm like, they don't have any identity. But the reason they don't have any identity is because Steve Wilkes isn't acting as the Steve Wilkes who we know him to be. So Steve Wilkes is an aggressive DC, but he ain't calling it aggressive because his head coach don't like to be aggressive. So then, head coach, why would you hire an aggressive DC and not let him be aggressive? Hire the DC, get out the way. That's what Andy Reid does with Spags. They've now won 3 Super Bowls together. You hire the DC, you get out the way. But in overtime, with a little bit over 2 minutes left on 2nd and 6, Steve Wilkes makes a play call. Kyle Shanahan, you run down to the ref and you call a timeout. Because you don't like the defensive picture. 2:52, 2nd and 6. Now, I understand why he doesn't like the picture, right? He sees that they're probably going to be in a zero blitz. All of his defenders are stacked about 7 yards off on 2nd and 6. But how many times can you usurp your defensive coordinator and expect it to go well? I think it's a terrible look for Shanahan because, to me, you didn't do your due diligence ahead of hiring him. And as a result, after having the number 3 defense in football, albeit they were not as good as they should have been, you fire him. James, that's my take on it. What's yours, sir?
I think Tyree said it best. What more do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Come on, man. What are we talking about? This is the scapegoat for real, for real. Through 14 weeks, this was the best defense in football. That's number 1. Then they finished the year as the number 3 defense in football, right? You blame a game on him to where he calls an all-out blitz, and the defender drops a clear interception, and it goes through his hands, and it's a touchdown. But not only that, it's before halftime.
Yeah.
And then your quarterback comes out there, and Steve Wilkes stops him 2 times in a row, and he throws 2 picks. You get to the Super Bowl, the biggest game in the world. He hails Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid to 3 points. The only true touchdown he really gave up, it bounced off the punter's foot, and the next play they got it on the 16-yard line after the defense just got off the field.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, this is terrible right here to me. This is terrible because unless he already knew, even if we win the Super Bowl, I'm firing him, period, this is terrible.
That's where I'm at.
This man did a really good job as a defensive coordinator, the number 1 defense through half the season and finished as the number 3 defense. 3rd in pass defense, 3rd in rush defense. Really good job on the defensive side of the ball. The Niners did not lose this Super Bowl on the defense.
Correct.
They lost this Super Bowl because you could not put together drives to go down here and score a touchdown. And you are an offensive guru. So for me, this is a scapegoat big time. We lost the Super Bowl. Somebody has to take the blame for it. And it has to be Steve Wilkes. And this ain't fair at all, man, because I believe Steve Wilkes coached his tail off.
This is awful, though. Right.
It is.
And it makes Kyle Shanahan look bad.
Yeah.
As the head guy, look, you look bad. In high school, I was a crazy mafia nut. I know it's not good, but, you know, my family's from New York, so I love the mafia. And they always talk about, who's the fall guy?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be the boss. It can't be the top mobster boss. It got to be a fall guy. And Wilkes is the fall guy. They finished the season 3rd in defense. 3rd against the pass, or 4th against the pass, and 3rd against the rush. That's really, really good. When you watch this Super Bowl game, the Chiefs had 2 touchdowns. One of them touchdowns, they got the ball on the 15-yard line.
Right.
What are we talking about? The offense, when you're an offensive coach like Kyle Shanahan, a mastermind, a genius, because he is that. I would give him that. You let the defense do their thing. You don't call timeout and all that, and you're trying to critique what they're doing on defense. You talked about Andy Reid. I remember Andy Reid for a long time, with the Eagles and with the Chiefs, and he rarely go over there and talk to the defense. You good? Y'all cool? All right. And we weren't on offense. We trying to score points.
Yeah, no doubt.
I put trust in you to go stop them. They've been good all year. When you watch that game, the last side of the ball is the defense for the Niners. You thinking about? That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. I'm even more hurt for Kyle Shanahan because I thought he was better than that. I thought he was bigger than that. You come from the locker room family of being in there.
Yeah.
You a coach's son.
Yeah.
And your dad wasn't just regular. Your dad was like that. He was a hell of a coach. And I'm ashamed because he's so good of a coach that you shouldn't go this route. You shouldn't go this low.
But he had to fire him.
Why?
Because they never agreed with each other schematically. That's what the reason I'm upset is because he never should have hired him.
But not only that,
that's why I'm upset.
Like, but they still did well though.
Yeah, like, schematically or not. While you and Brock Purdy, who we can't stop hearing about, were going three and out.
Steve Wilkes should have went down there and said, hold up.
Steve Wilkes, yeah. Three and out interception.
Yeah.
Three and out with the best player in the league and the actual best offensive mind in the league on the other side of the ball.
I don't disagree with y'all. The dilemma is Shanahan and Wilkes, oil and water. They didn't mesh. So the dilemma is like, Shanahan, I believe, wanted to teach an old dog new tricks. You can't do that. DeMeco Ryans was the linebacker coach. You can tell DeMeco what to do as a 37-year-old first-time defensive coordinator. Robert Saleh was a 38-year-old, I believe, first-time defensive coordinator. You can tell him what to do. But Steve Wilkes been coaching.
But what new tricks do you need if you have the number three defense and you're playing that way in the Super Bowl? What tricks are you, Kyle Shanahan, who have not won a Super Bowl yet, going to teach an old dog in Steve Wilkes who's doing who's doing a better job than Steve Wilkes?
I didn't love Steve Wilkes coordinating this whole season. Y'all know that. Now, I had a great conversation with him, and I changed my tune to some degree, but I didn't love Steve Wilkes this whole season. In the Super Bowl, coach his tail off. Against the Lions, I don't think he did great. Against the Packers, I don't think he did great. In the Super Bowl, he did what the heck he did.
Last question. So go to the offense. Did they play great? Did he coach great?
No.
Come on, what are we talking
against
about?
Against the Lions, yes. Against the Packers, no. Against the Chiefs, no.
You're saying he coached great against the Lions?
I mean, you put up 31? I don't even remember the score of that game anymore.
Brock Purdy threw
them boys in the first half was getting
to the other team and bounced off his face, and Ayuk played an incredible
game. He lost that game, man.
I'm just saying defensively, you know.
And the Packers dropped two picks straight in their chest as well, too. So we talk, come on now, Kyle Shanahan, this is wrong. This boy coached his tail off, right, in the Super Bowl, all during the season, number three ranked defense. Come on, man. Y'all stop that. Kyle Shanahan should be ashamed for this, man.
For real.
When we return the season, it is, in fact, over. But what was the biggest thing we learned from the 2023 NFL season? Before we say goodbye, we got to let y'all know everything that we found out. That's next. Don't forget, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel on Sirius.
For you, too. Yeah. Over there, vouch for that man like that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we celebrate Black History Month here at FS1, I'd like to recognize Alice Coachman. Born in the segregated South in Albany, Georgia back in 1923, Coachman faced numerous challenges to compete in organized sports, both based on her gender and the color of her skin. Despite this, Alice went on to break multiple high school and college high jump records throughout her youth. She was also the only American woman to win a gold medal in the 48 Olympic Games. Upon returning home, Coachman became the first Black female athlete to endorse an international product as she became a spokesperson for Coca-Cola. She was ultimately inducted into the National Track and Field Hall of Fame in 1975 and the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004. It's the exploits of great American athletes like Alice Coachman that should never be forgotten as we celebrate their accomplishments, not just here in February, but all year long.
Patrick Mahomes, he and the Chiefs repeated. So we already know what happened this season. It was full of surprises. A lot of highs from some teams, a lot of lows from others. And in the middle, you see Mahomes hoisting the trophy. Shady McCoy, you learned a lot this season. I can't wait to hear your answer to this question. What was the biggest thing as you use all of the ink in that highlighter? What was the biggest thing that you learned this season?
Let me get one more. Now, you know what? It was more of a players I was going to talk about, but I learned something that I haven't learned in a long time playing this game, is that it's really real, right? You talked about culture. Culture is big. Culture, a good coach, and a good quarterback, anything is possible, right? We look at Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I always said Andy Reid can win anywhere. drop him anywhere, he's going to win. Unlike your boy from the Patriots. Anyway, but not only would he win, you get a franchise quarterback, now you win in championships. Yeah. Now they're talking about dynasty. Six straight AFC championship games, right? Three Super Bowls in 5 years. You look at guys like the Texans, trash organization for years, in my opinion. You get you a good coach, brings that good structure, that good culture. You get you a quarterback. You go from picking top three, top two, top one, to now you're in the playoffs and you're winning the game,
yeah.
Right? So it's so important to have that culture, to have that coach, and to find you that quarterback. And that's something I really learned this year watching all the NFL. And I truly love it. And for all these years, I never really thought of it like that. Now I'll take the pads off, take the helmet off, and I can really watch as a fan, mm-hmm. and I learned that for sure.
Yeah, that face well mask said. got you blurred up.
I took the face mask off, and I put the Cartiers on. Holla.
Yeah. This year was about defense to me. I was trying to bang that drum all season long, and it turns out I was super right about it. Kansas City defense, tremendous all season long, was huge in the Super Bowl, huge throughout the playoffs. Really, in my opinion, carried them through the season.
They
obviously had a lot of struggles on offense, which they are traditionally built through. Number two scoring defense, number two total defense. Number two scoring defense, number four total defense in the postseason. They were tremendous. Obviously, Chris Jones had an unbelievable play in overtime. If Hardman's game-winning touchdown is the Kyrie shot, then Chris Jones' play was the chase down block. That was a tremendous combination of how they stepped up at the end of the season.
Okay, Bronny.
Throughout the year. Yeah, shout out, Bron. And you had the Niners riding their defense all the way through the season. They did a tremendous job in the Super Bowl, even though they just fired the defensive coordinator. But they did do a tremendous job. The Ravens, the Steelers were winning games off defense. Talk about the Cowboys. The Cowboys, obviously, we haven't talked about in a long time, but their defense was incredible this year. So I think the defenses, at least for this year, have caught up to what was the offensive surge of the NFL. And they have figured out ways to get involved in the game, to influence the game. And this, I do believe that the shifts that the defense made this year really affected offensive output, and it's why the MVP conversation was so hotly contested this year, because of how the defense has played.
Well, you say that defense still wins championships. I know that was highly debated before the season. We were talking, they got a great defense, but it doesn't matter. You need a great offense. Would you say now that because we haven't seen defense win championships, I think, since I said
4 years. About 4 or 5 years.
That one? Or, 2015 Denver Broncos was probably the last time we said defense
wins championships. The Rams-Patriots Super Bowl was definitely, it was a defensive battle. There was no scoring in that game. No, I think defense has always played a massive role in the Super Bowl. We just don't, it's not as sexy. And all the, obviously the rules have leaned now more towards the offense, protecting the quarterback as we should. And it's really shifted to offensive output and offensive coaches, or hiring offensive coaches. But this year, I really think that either there's been a shift or defensive players are figuring it out. But they were tremendous this year. The defensive players stepped up in a huge way, and they definitely won games, particularly in the postseason.
Yeah, I agree with Joy. Joy, defenses help win championships. But what I learned is, if you want to win in this National Football League and championships at a high level, you need a superstar quarterback. Defense needs to play well, but you need a superstar quarterback. That's what I took away from this season. All these teams that think they could get away of winning championships consistently with average cats or above average dudes, it ain't happening consistently. You might get your one, but it's not happening consistently. In this league, what I took away this year still remains the same. You need a superstar quarterback to win championships consistently. That defense for the Kansas City Chiefs played their lights out, but they was off the field for that last drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the superstar quarterback said, I got you. You got what I'm saying? Defense for the Niners played extremely well. They didn't have a superstar quarterback, three and out, three and out, three and out in certain situations to kind of put the game away. In this league, you need superstar quarterbacks to win championships at a very high level. Emmanuel Acho.
Interesting you mentioned the Niners quarterback. I learned a couple things. I'll start with the Niners quarterback. I learned that Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback.
So he's a superstar.
Not just the franchise quarterback. I mean, going into after last season, we were all like, yo, Purdy might have got lucky. He only played 8 games. Then he had a UCL injury. What's he going to do? He came back this year, went all the way to the Super Bowl, and was by no stretch of the imagination the reason his team lost that game. I mean, what Brock Purdy did this year, unflappable in the Super Bowl. James Jones, you talked to me one-on-one at the big board like, hey, everybody going to be nervous. That second drive, it was his Hall of Fame left tackle who had a false start.
Yep.
It was his Hall of Fame left tackle who had a holding penalty. I believe the first drive, it was his probably Hall of Fame running back who fumbled the ball.
He gone.
But it was the second year, I think 24-year-old Brock Purdy didn't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. Never. Missed maybe 2-3 throws. Maybe. Made all of the right decisions more than not. Didn't even throw an almost interception. The almost interceptions went off his receiver's hands, both of them, at the same time. So to me, what I learned is Brock Purdy is a franchise quarterback. The other thing I learned, Shady, you'll like this one, Mahomes, Kelsey, Andy Reid, Chris Jones, they're enough. Enough for what, Acho? Whatever you want. They're enough. They're enough. Like, I agree. They are enough. I thought they needed Tyreek. Then without Tyreek, I was like, you know what? We make fun of Juju this, bicycle that, TikTok that. Juju had a 1,400-yard season. I know I wasn't close to that. James Jones, you were. LeSean McCoy, obviously, you had over 2,000 in the season, if I'm not mistaken. So to me, 1,400 is...
A couple of times.
To me, 1,400 is impressive. So I'm still like, man, Mahomes still had a receiver capable of 1,400. This year, he had Mecole Hardman, who they had shipped off. He had MVS, who the Packers had shipped off. He had Kadarius Toney, who the Giants had shipped off. He had Rasheed Rice, the third-round pick. He had Sky Moore, former second-round pick. He had Justin Watson, a fifth-round pick out of Penn, and he still
won a Super Bowl.
None. Wow. Travis Kelce, not even a 1,000-yard tight end.
Struggled this year as well.
Not even a 1,000-yard tight end.
We didn't learn. How can the Niners win the Super Bowl?
We got time? Macho, how? Yeah, she's trolling you today, though.
The
like,
oh. Still out. Well, I mean, it wasn't Brock Purdy.
No,
it wasn't.
No, it was Wilkes.
Brock was Wilkes. But can we say this about the franchise quarterback, though? He didn't do enough to win the game either, though.
No.
No, he didn't.
You know what I'm saying? No. I just had to give you both sides.
What's exciting about Brock Purdy, though? Because Brock Purdy did not have a true offseason to really develop because he was rehabbing all offseason. This year, he'll have a true offseason to develop. I think that's going to do
wonders. He's young. He's going to be better. Though.
Yeah.
He's young.
Yeah,
he's a young quarterback.
He's a good player.
When we return, it is never too early to talk about next season. So what do we wish for a player going into next season? I got a big wish. I got high hopes. That's next on Speak.
What's our time?
All right, welcome back in, family. We already know that we got next Super Bowl next year. It's in New Orleans, and it's on Fox. We going to be there. Meek Mill going to be there. Shady McCoy going to be there. Will Smith going to be there. Okay, I can't promise you. I don't know if all these people going to be there.
Wayne going to be there. I'm saying it right now.
I promise you, Wayne will be there.
Baby is going to perform for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and if he don't, the boycott is going to start for the NFL because we ain't playing.
Can Shady get sued for false advertisement if Wayne does not?
No. Hold up, my man.
That's just funny.
I'm manifesting this thing.
Oh, you manifesting. It wasn't a promise.
It's going to happen.
You have to believe it when you speak it.
Oh, listen, Roger Goodell, low-key, he got brother in him. He want to hear Lil Wayne. You want to hear Lil Wayne?
You do.
Fire, man. I got that. He want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. What else he want to hear?
6 foot, 7 foot. He want to hear all that.
What else he want to hear?
Listen, you give me, I'll have them Wayne lyrics on
deck. To be honest with you, Acho, y'all might want that too. The Niners done hired my man. Two Super Bowls, Lil Wayne.
No, Niners ain't going back.
Might be Lil Wayne performing. It might be their time. I don't know.
Niners ain't going back.
Of luck or something. I don't know.
How the Niners not going back?
They going.
That's an eagle.
Talk to AJ Brown last week.
No, man.
They going.
Pack on being there, man.
We're going to be smoking on the pack.
Shady, what is your biggest wish for the next NFL season?
Oh, did we prep this? Oh, we did. My fault. I had a good time. Patrick Mahomes goes three-peat. We've never seen it done. And if it happens, I just seen Tom Brady last weekend at the Super Bowl. We had a great time. Yeah. Had some great shots.
Shots like y'all were playing basketball?
Basketball
shots. You know what it is. Yeah. The greatest quarterback of all time, Patrick Mahomes. Only four rings.
If he three-peat.
We've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And I'm rocking with it. It's hard as hell to do. Yeah. Even harder as hell to even go in a back-to-back Super Bowl. Yeah. Talking about three-peat?
Joy Taylor, biggest wish next NFL season.
I actually also for the Chiefs, but I am going Chiefs.
Oh.
Look, I'm a company girl.
Joy.
We've never had a Cowboys Fox Super Bowl.
That would be crazy.
New Orleans. Listen,
that
Shady.
That would be crazy.
I know you can't say it because the Eagles.
Cowboys.
But, like, we look at one of Cowboys.
Oh, Mike,
that would be
crazy.
Can I see Joy get the Cowboys?
James like, Jones, where you at with
it? It's never going to be a year.
I just want to see
that's
Aaron
Rodgers. That's your weekend, dog.
I want to see Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, AFC Championship. That's all I want. Every time these teams play each other, either Patty ain't playing, Aaron hurt. It's some AFC Championship Jets Chiefs. I want to see that.
Shanahan. No, not Shanahan. Warner. Go get one, man.
That's all you want.
I don't even care, Fred, who you get it with.
That's all you
Fred,
want.
Fred, I just want to see you get a chip,
you
big
get
dog.
You getting it with the Niners. Ain't going nowhere.
My bad.
Family, that is it for us. We are off. off next week, but we will see y'all shortly after. NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is next.
What you got going on, Julie?
Listen.
You start weekend early, I see.